A Trip to Galveston, Part 2. There were many things to do before we could leave for our sister city. The students chosen for the trip and the four adults taking part in the visit met to get ready. Most students did not have experience going abroad, so they had to learn about immigration and customs. And most students did not have a passport, so they were told about getting and taking care of their passport. At the meetings, we practiced English conversation. We studied English to use at the airport, at a shop or a restaurant in America, and also English to communicate with the homestay family. The students had many new words and sentences to learn, but they studied hard. We had our last meeting on Tuesday, October 26, and talked about the trip for the final time. The students seemed nervous because they knew that they could not use Japanese to communicate in America. But they were excited, too.